Hey there, everyone. I'm Matt.
And I'm Craig.
We do apologize for the sound quality here, but this is something that we're adding on as we have chosen a winner for our first giveaway. And all of you that's put in an iTunes review, we appreciate those. They mean a lot to us, and we wanted to reward you. We drew one name at random, and Craig, who is the winner of this week's $25 Disney gift card?
Is there no drum roll, Matthew? Mama Hey Jola.
Mama Hey Jola. Congratulations and thanks for supporting the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. If you will contact us at grimgrinningguys@gmail.com, we will get that gift card to you as soon as possible. Thanks everyone once again and enjoy the show.
Now don't close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side.
Shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize.
When we ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts for this evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
And I'm Craig.
As always, we encourage you to please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. And go ahead and pull down on those safety bars because we will not be doing that for you. Craig, we continue today on the carousel of process. How's things going?
Going great. I've really enjoyed the show so far. I think we've covered a lot of territory and hopefully are helping a lot of people. I mean, the millions and millions of people that are tuning in and downloading.
Millions and millions.
Did you smell what The Rock is cooking?
That may be.
This is a milestone episode. It's episode 6.
What? That's a milestone?
As compared to 5?
Life is a milestone, gentlemen. Gotcha. We are here again to help you plan the perfect Walt Disney World vacation, providing some basic facts and knowledge here that can help you in your decision making. So far, we've talked about some of the questions that have to be asked early on in the planning process. We've talked about transportation options. We've talked a lot about hotels, especially over the last couple of episodes. And today we're going to be talking here in episode 6 about tickets. Please is the title for today's episode. As we, Derek, you mentioned in one of the early episodes how the major cost of traveling to Walt Disney World involves the cost of your tickets. And Derek has got a big spreadsheet here with some numbers pulled up regarding the cost of tickets. And you may be thinking, well, why do you need to discuss this? You go to the Disney website, you order your tickets, boom, bang, bong, and move right along. Well, there's a little more to it than that, as it always is with Disney. There's a lot of different ticket options, prices, a lot of variables that go into that. So, Craig, do you want to start us off, and then we'll move over to the spreadsheet king?
Absolutely. I want to say before we actually get into that, we'll go ahead and give you a disclaimer. Do not just go ahead and get tickets from Disney. It's just going to be easier. There's a lot of things. If you Google right now Disney tickets, you're going to see 70% off, and you're going to see things like that. Don't be coaxed into that because there's really the best benefit is just going straight through Disney. It's just like getting concert tickets, things like that. It's a reliable source. You know what you're getting. You know that it's going to be well worth the money, and you know it's not going to be a fake. I think Undercover Tourist, we talked earlier, you save maybe $5 or more dollars with that. They are reputable, and they can be trusted, but for the most part, it's just best to go through Disney. Derek has got a sheet over there.
And one more thing before he gets into the prices, buy them ahead of time through the website because you do not want to be in that crowd of people the day you wake up, you're going to Disney World, you don't have your tickets, you wait until you get there to buy your tickets. For Magic Kingdom, you got to spend time at the Ticket and Transportation Center, then get on a boat and go all the way over to the park. Buy your tickets ahead of time online. And one of the benefits of that is the earlier you get them, a lot of times the earlier you can book your fast passes too, which we'll get to that eventually.
I'm going to say one other thing and then I'll turn over to Derek. Be sure too, I've learned this the hard way, that you check in at your resort. Let's say you fly in and you think, well, I'll go straight to the park. That may work, but from my experience, you end up having to go back to the front gate and try and explain that you just got there because sometimes your magic band won't work. Just go ahead and go to the resort, check in, and then go to wherever, whatever park you want. Even if you can't check in yet as far as getting your room, you can still go and check in your band will then be for sure activated, and you'll be good to go to the parks.
So, yes, buy them ahead of time. Buy them through the Disney website. Derek, if you'll just go ahead and sit there for another few hours. Craig and I – no, I'm just – let's turn it over to Derek Craig. He's done the research. Derek, tell us about ticket prices and options.
Well, as with anything Disney, there are multiple options of essentially the same product, but being Disney, they're going to get theirs one way or another. So probably the easiest place to start would be with a basic one-day ticket. And I don't know about these guys, but me personally, I would never buy a one-day ticket because the value is just not in the price. So with the one-day ticket, they have three different scales. They have a value, a regular, and a peak, just like with their resorts. So, and value is going to be off-peak times.
Now, those are just one-day tickets.
Right. Correct. This only applies to one-day tickets. And that price can vary as... And then you have prices for Magic Kingdom and then the other three parks. So, it's kind of odd how they do it. And like I said, I would never get a one-day ticket just because of the hassle of dealing with the price and knowing if you're in peak or value or regular. So,
and you hear, and we talk about the prices, you hear a lot about, well, it costs over $100 a day to go to Disney World. You know, other theme parks in the Orlando area are about the same. I was actually looking recently. I think Universal tickets start at $110 a day, and that's if you just want to go to one park. So this is not just exclusive to Disney. The theme park world, the ticket prices continue to climb. But Derek,
an option to your one day ticket is get if there's, and we'll talk more about this at the end of this episode. But a good option is just don't spend the one day on that ticket. Instead, go for one of the parties, and it's cheaper. You're not spending as much as a one day ticket, and you get to still be a part of the park for several hours.
So Derek, let's say that, as we're trying to help people determine how long they want to stay at Walt Disney World, what's the cost rundown going to be as far as prices?
Basically, for adults,
let's say they want to go for 5 days.
So a 5-day park ticket without park hopper is $370 for an adult.
For a 5-day ticket. Now, Craig, he mentioned park hopper. What is park hopper?
Park hopper is if... Let's say we go to Magic Kingdom today. I've used my Magic Band. I've got inside the park. Me and my family enjoying it. And then we realize, oh, no, there's a party tonight, so they close at 7 o'clock. What do we do? Well, if you don't have a park hopper, you're going back to the hotel for the night. But if you have the park hopper, then you jump over to whatever park is still open. Or let's say I'm at Epcot, and I realize Magic Kingdom has extra magic hours today, and I'm actually staying at a resort, so I can go over there. And they're open till midnight, so then I can go over there. A park hopper, I think, is for me, and we've always gotten them. It is more money, and Derek can tell you the price on that. But it's always worth it for me because I'm not locked in one place. I mean, there's not many days go by that we don't jump at least to two or three parks every time we're there every day. We've gone to four parks on some days. But just to have that, you know, we may run over and eat lunch at Epcot and then go over to Animal Kingdom after being at Magic Kingdom that morning. So, again, we'll talk more about that in the days to come, in the episodes to come, why would you do that? Well, because you're going away from the crowds for different reasons, and we'll talk more about that in some other episodes. But that's what park hoppers are to me. Derek, what would be a price on top of your tickets for a park hopper?
So a park hopper for either 2 or 3 days is going to add $60 per ticket. And then if you do it for four or more days, I think the most you can get for right now is 10 days. So anywhere from 4 to 10 days, it's going to add $75 per ticket. So that 5-day, $370 ticket with park hopper is going to be $445 for that 5-day ticket. But again, I'm like Craig. I would always recommend the park hopper just because of the freedom it gives you to be able to go from park to park and kind of avoid crowds or do some different dining.
And again, I did want to say, I didn't want to mislead you. If I'm at Magic Kingdom and I decide to go back to the resort, I can come back into Magic Kingdom. I just can't jump from park to park. So I want to clarify that once you're in a park, you're good for that park all day. until it closes. So you can still do that, but you can't go from one park to the other park without the park hopper.
Let's talk about kids' prices, because a lot of places give kids discounts. And if you're 10 years old, in the eyes of Disney World, you are an adult, which is odd. But you are priced as an adult. If your age is 3 to 9, you get a slight discount. We're not talking major discounts. If you're under the age of 3, you get to go for free. And, you know, I remember when we first took Bruin, I think he was around 10 months old. Derek, I know you all have taken Boone several times. People say, well, they're not going to remember that. Well, that may be true, but they get to go for free. And so the cost is significantly less, as opposed to once they turn 3, you're going to be spending a lot more. You mentioned a 5-day park hopper ticket. I've got it pulled up here on the Disney website. If you have 2 people over the age of 10, 2 between the ages of 3 and 9, that alone is $1,740. Now, we talked at the very beginning of this show about how you have to come up with a budget. And we've talked about transportation costs and hotel costs. So you really do have to figure out what's best for your family. Do we want to stay and go to the parks for 7 days? And, well, if that's the case, we're probably going to need to stay in a value resort. But if we're just going to go for 3 or 4 days, maybe we can spend a little more money on staying in deluxe. It's all about what's best for your family.
That 5-day on Derek's spreadsheet, 5 days for kids, it was $370 for adults. It's $350 for kids.
Major discount.
Yeah, saving $20.
$20.
A whole $20?
$20.
Wow.
But once you hit 10, you're paying the $370 just like everybody else.
And this isn't even including souvenirs and food and any of that.
I would say that this is the tickets, depending upon, like you were saying, where you stay, it's going to be the most expensive part of the trip.
Correct.
And those tickets go up every year.
Usually, I think, in the month of February.
That's what I was about to say.
We knew earlier this year that we'd be traveling in December. Again, the earlier you can get your tickets and you know you're going, the better. We bought tickets in February before the prices went up. So with our family, we ended up saving about $150. So if you know you're going later on in the year, buy those tickets early. We're talking January, February, and you can maybe save, because they're going to go up every year regardless. That's the way the world is going. So the earlier you can buy those tickets, the more money you can save.
And, you know, we've said this before. Disney is a planning process. You can't just, hey, we're going to go to Disney. I mean, if you're going for a day or so, something like that, maybe you can do that. But for the most part, you want to plan it a long time in advance because of this reason, for your ticket prices, for what you're paying. Also, you can find discounts along the way. You want to maybe find cheaper flights. You're planning your fast passes, planning your dining reservations, all that. That's why you have to plan so far in advance, and tickets is no different.
Besides the theme parks, there's also 2 water parks.
Really?
That you're the only one that's been to.
I have. The very first time we went, I've mentioned that Sissy and I, we wanted to try to do everything because we weren't ever coming back for a long time. Definitely ate some crow there. Blizzard Beach and Typhoon Lagoon are the 2 water parks at Walt Disney World. And if you look up the water park tickets on the Disney website, you'll see that for 1 adult, a 1-day water park ticket without blockout dates, basically if you if you don't go during the summer, is $57. If you go during that time, it's $62. For a child, it's $56 as opposed to $51. So you're looking at approximately $60 to $65 per person per day at the water park. Now, you can add that option to your ticket, which one day in the future we'll go in more in depth about the water parks. The only thing I'll say is this is Typhoon Lagoon of the 2 is probably the more kid-friendly. They have a little more. I actually looked at this recently. We were thinking about going. A few more things for the whole family to do and a better kids' play area probably than Blizzard Beach. So if you're one of those that says we want to go and visit all the theme parks and all the water parks and see everything they have to offer, what would a water park option on the ticket look like?
It looks like it adds $15 per ticket to your park hopper, and they call it Park Hopper Plus. So it looks like you have to actually buy the park hopper in order to add.
That is true. You cannot just get the single day tickets and add the water park option. Having been to the water parks, I will say this. They are not necessarily must-do attractions. They're fun, yes. If you're a water park fan, you'll enjoy them. But going to Disney World for the first time, I would recommend really focusing in on the theme parks. you know, we go to Holiday World a lot. It's about a four-hour drive away from here. I think it has a phenomenal water park, and honestly, for family, is probably better than the Disney water parks. Not to say that the Disney water parks are not that good, but if you have that water, if you get the park hopper option, as you said, Derek, for an extra $15, you can throw in a water park day, which that's really not a bad value, all things considered. So we've talked about park hopper options. We have talked about water park options. One thing we didn't mention earlier is, and a lot of people have asked me this question, you don't have to, when you buy a 5-day ticket, you're not having to say, okay, one of those days is Hollywood Studios, one of those days is Magic Kingdom. Once you buy that multi-day ticket, you can spend those days wherever and however you want to. It's not like you go to the website and you're going to buy 4 Magic Kingdom tickets. No, it's a multi-day ticket. You can go to any park. Craig, you had a question?
Why don't you guys tell me more about what if I just want to be an annual pass holder?
Oh.
Is there an advantage to that as opposed to just buying the tickets? What's the break-even point on that?
Derek, what's the break-even point on that?
Well, it may be a little different for other people if they're going to buy the Park Hopper or the Park Hopper Plus or Memory Maker. It may be a little different, but for me, when I looked at it, it came down to if we were going to take roughly two 3-day trips within the year and do Park Hopper with those, I just figured we probably would. And so that made it worth it to me. Along with the AP coming with Park Hopper, you also get discounts when you buy souvenirs, when you buy food at certain restaurants, and that can be anywhere from 10% to 30%. So those savings can add up too.
And you can also, all right, I'm at Disney. I've been here for 7 days. Before I leave, before my last day, I can actually go ahead and get the pass holder, right?
You can add the cost of your ticket then, I believe, and upgrade to be a pass holder, correct?
But it has to be before you use it that day.
On the last day.
On the last
day. Again, as always, specific questions about what it means to be an annual pass holder, and I'm sure we'll talk about this more in the future. You can email us at grimgrinningguys@gmail.com. One thing, too, is Memory Maker is included in that annual pass. For example, our family, we always get the Memory Maker. Memory Maker is the photo-taking service that they have there. It's $170 if you pre-order it, but if you're an annual pass holder, it is included in that cost. I'm an annual pass holder. My wife and oldest son are not. For us, it breaks even, given the fact that I travel usually once a year without them, but also because it provides for that Memory Maker and the discounts, as you said, Derek.
Plus, as far as your Memory Maker goes, it's a benefit because once you've purchased that, when you're in the park, you see somebody with a camera that works for Disney, not just anybody who, you know, walk around with a camera, but
hey, let me take the picture.
Anybody that works for Disney, that picture, and they scan your band or now it just kind of automatically goes on there. When you're on a ride, we've got some great pictures on the Grim Grinning Guys of Derek on the ride where he was asleep. But again, that was automatically sent to the Memory Maker. We had not to do anything except be on the ride and automatically went there. So there's a lot of benefits to the Memory Maker. Sounds like a lot of money, but you don't have to worry about taking any pictures. It's all going to be taken for you.
I think after taxes, an annual pass costs about $830. Now, that's a lot of money. And if you're only planning to go once a year, it's not worth it. If you think maybe we want to take multiple trips, then you know, the break-even point is not as high as you would think. Speaking of those pictures of Derek on Facebook, we had a few people very concerned that the man riding behind us on the mine train had passed out. We had to assure them that was just Derek sleeping.
No. And now we've told who's who in the picture.
Oh, spoiler.
Spoiler. And that also leads us into, after annual passes and water parks, we also get into the hard ticket events that would include Christmas parties and Halloween parties, I believe.
Yes, the Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, the Not-So-Scary Halloween Party, which are offered in those times of the year, which we all have some experience attending those, and we can talk more about those in the future. Craig, do you want to speak to anything as far as the parties?
I was just going to say a price. You're looking at beginning at $94 for the Mickey Not-So-Scary Halloween Party. That's for adults, and ages 3 to 9 is $89. Basically the same prices, give or take a little bit, for the Very Merry Christmas Party, Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. And again, we'll go in more depth on that at a later episode. But
and that's an additional charge, an additional separate hard ticket event.
Right. But the parks close earlier on those nights, and they run everybody else out unless you have the hard ticket. And then the hard ticket usually there till midnight. Really, on Disney time, 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning could be, but they close at midnight. So you've got all those extra hours. There's not as many people there. We'll talk more about that on another episode.
For me, when buying tickets, and again, being an annual pass holder, it's different now, but the struggle for me has always been, do we want Park Hopper or not? Craig, you mentioned that your family loves the Park Hopper. You run all over the place nonstop. For us, with small children, it's been different. We've gone with the Park Hopper. We've gone without it. Love the freedom that the Park Hopper gives. But if you have small children and you're going for the first time, if you're looking to save a little bit of money, going without the Park Hopper option may not be a bad idea. Because what you can do with that is take that money and maybe add another day or two to your ticket. My recommendation, personally, is if you have small children going for the first time, don't add the Park Hopper option. If you go to Magic Kingdom, Epcot, Hollywood Studios, your first 3 days, you got 2 more days. You really liked Magic Kingdom. You have the freedom to go back there on the last couple days. But with older children, as you mentioned, Craig, you know, the Park Hopper option is probably definitely worth it because it allows you to hop from place to place.
I think that traveling with the small child and having the Park Hopper is... I say what you're saying, but at the same time, it just gives the parents a chance to change too. I mean, because we're not pool people. We don't go back to the resort and go to the pool in the afternoons and stay there all night. We might hit the pool once during a week and let Boone play there for an hour. So we're just not pool people, and we're not at Disney to relax.
And if you do want to relax and spend time at the pool, which our family does, sometimes you can forego that Park Hopper option. Again, to each his own. It's all about what's best for your family.
And for us, like you said, Matthew, it is an age of kids. But for us too, and I'm the type, I want to get my money's worth. So if Magic Kingdom closes at 7 tonight, but Epcot staying up until midnight, we're jumping over to Epcot. And we're going to stay there till midnight. So not always doing that. Sometimes you're worn out. You just want to go back and rest. But for the most part, I'm trying to maximize my time and jump from park to park. So that's why I like the Park Hopper so much.
Craig never slows down at Disney World.
Now, Matthew's the one that never slows down.
Hello, Pot. Meet Kettle.
Ha, ha. I can relax.
I'll meet y'all in China.
Checking out.
As you said, Craig, you want to get your money's worth.
Absolutely.
And again, we just want to provide you with different options for what can meet your budget and what fits your family the best. So hopefully we've helped answer some questions. The ticket buying process can be a little bit difficult. Well, Derek, we've reached that moment in time. Do you know what it's time for?
I do, but I don't know what it's called.
It is time for Grim Grinning Greatness. One of us asked a question that the other ones don't know about something that is our favorite at Walt Disney World or somehow related to that. Craig, it is your turn to ask the question. What do you have for us?
This may be a strange question for you, but what is your favorite place? And again, I'm going to go any park on this one. Favorite place to sit and people watch?
Ooh, this is a good question. Well, Craig, since you asked first, you're up.
Usually I like to sit over close to Splash Mountain, not necessarily to watch the people coming off the ride stage, but to watch the faces and what everybody's doing for the pictures coming down the mountain off Space Mountain. So that's one of my favorite
Very
places
nice.
To watch people.
Very good answer.
I'm still in Magic Kingdom. Mine would be to... Can it be a ride? I need to ask that.
Yes, it can be anything.
We like to ride around TTA and kind of look down on people and watch them around Tomorrowland.
You love looking down on people, don't you, Derek? Look at me.
And people, you may think this is an odd question because people watching at Disney is... You're wasting time people watching... But it's so fun. It's fun, especially watching little kids experiencing Disney for the first time, and you can tell it. And just, I'm probably answering some of y'all, so I'll hush. Go ahead, Matthew.
So, Craig, you said Splash Mountain, near Splash Mountain. Derek, being in his esteemed self, likes to look down on the peasants walking below. You give me a hard time about not stopping. I don't spend a lot of time people watching at Disney World, but for me, I think of World Showcase in Epcot, and there's different places. I know a few months ago I was kind of there by myself while Sissy and Bruin were taking a nap back at the hotel, and I got a Cronut and went up and ate kind of back in Canada, which is not a huge traffic area, but it's kind of quiet. It's kind of away from the hustle and bustle, and it wasn't necessarily the people watch, but it was just a good place to relax and kind of see different sites and see who was coming and going. So,
and that's a great point. That's kind of what I was alluding to, because all three of us have been there as individuals. I went one year ahead of my family and did the behind-the-scenes tour and enjoyed that day, but it's a whole different way to look at things when you're by yourself. Derek went one year by himself and experienced that. You've been, like you said, away from, so that's... you don't think about people watching at Disney, but just to see everybody enjoy it.
Just to find somewhere with a good bench and sit for a while.
That is important, too. Or just a sidewalk when you're with Matthew, just to sit down and rest for a few minutes would be nice.
No time to rest. Well, that's a good question, Craig. Derek, the bar has been raised for your question.
Good
next
thing
episode.
I'm sitting above it.
That's true.
Look down.
Derek, we're down here.
Good thing it's a safety DAR, too.
Lap DAR. Get it right.
Sorry.
We will be posting that question on Facebook. What is your favorite place to people watch at Walt Disney World? Well, it's been another good episode. We thank you for listening in.
Where can they respond to that, Matthew?
They can respond to that on our Facebook page, Grim Grinning Guys, on Twitter, at Grim Grin Guys, or you can email us, grimgrinningguys@gmail.com.
You can even post on Podbean.
You can comment on this Podbean episode.
That'd be great.
You can, and we appreciate it if you'd give us a 5-star rating and review in the Apple Podcast app. Anything you can do to help support the show. And we do want to say this. This is Big Derek. Coming up this holiday season, we will be selling Grim Grinning Guys t-shirts.
What do you say to that?
Are we supposed to react?
Woohoo!
That's fantastic.
Get them while they last.
So, B, if you're looking for the...
We'll sell three of them.
Our wives.
So, if you're looking for the perfect or not quite so perfect gift for a loved one, we hope that you'll be earmarking some money. Is that right? Earmarking some money.
Appropriate.
To make your purchase.
Budget some money for a shirt. Just add that into your Walt Disney World vacation price.
We need to end this now. We thank you again for listening to the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. Tell your friends, neighbors, people that you don't get along with, anyone that you see, to come and give us a like, share, and a listen. And as always, make sure you...
Beware the hitchhiking ghost.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join a jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the... What are you laughing at, man?
You went real deep there.
Welcome.
At the beginning.
Welcome, foolish mortals.
How come Derek kept me doing the intro? That's
there
perfect.
We go. Scare everybody off.
Welcome.
Is that on there? Is that really on there?
Welcome, foolish mortals.
Mom!
Halloween edition.
Mom, the guy on the podcast is scaring me.
You will pee your pants tonight.
I don't want to listen to the Grim Grinning Guys anymore. No, Mama.
It never hurts to have a spare can of diesel fuel. Right, Derek?
I don't know what that means.
Uh-oh, Derek. You know what it's time for?
A laxative.
This gives me time to think.